Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
I'm really excited. Obviously, the Rooney family is huge over there, and the ambassadorship is incredible, and I'm just looking forward to seeing the fans over there and spreading the game. It's going to be fun. I'm trying to get as much rest as possible. Hopefully, I can sleep on the flight over there and just try to enjoy the culture and try to soak it up as much as possible because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I absolutely hear T.J. Watt and what he's saying there. Cardboard cutout of Bob Pompeiani across from me. He'll be back tomorrow, presumably, I think, for at least half a show. Limits.
Yes, he will be here for just a half day. Remember half days at school? Weren't those fun?
Oh, were they great when you knew you had a half day? You're out at noon, you're playing stickball, wiffle ball, football, anything by 12:30 limits, right?
Or a two-hour delay during the winter.
Oh,
Kids don't get snow days anymore. Well, virtual learning days. Get out your Chromebooks, everyone. It's time to teach online.
That would have been real bad. We used to hear about snow days on the radio. Yeah. There was no other way to know. So you used to tune in to, I think it was WKBW in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And you would listen to that radio like you were listening to overtime of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Every little syllable that person uttered when they said Amherst High School closed for the day, it was like Mardi Gras limits.
There was a big woohoo from the savvy old news house.
Nothing like a snow day. Nothing like a field trip day. Right?
Field trips were great. I remember when I was at St. E's in grade school, and they were like, all right, you're going to have a visit to Seton, and you're going to have a visit to Central. And I was like, well, I'm going to Baldwin. I know that's where I'm going. And they said, well, you're going to take the day anyway. It's a day off of school, so you might as well go.
Oh, we used to go to the, what's the place with the stars and the Science Center? Is there a better name for that, where you'd look at stars and planets and everything else?
Yeah, the Science Center.
The Science Center. It was incredible. We once went and dug up fossils, believe it or not.
Wow.
Outside of Buffalo, troglodytes and old, is that an old dinosaur? I don't even know what that is. An old reptile? Somebody dug up a Ron Cook remnant. It was incredible back then.
I did a game earlier this week on Saturday with Donnie, and it was Teal and Allegheny. And the first game was in 1893. And I said, man, Donnie, how old do you think Ron was when he came and covered this? He was probably there watching the pig spin. It's probably thrown one time in the whole entire game.
Yeah, he wrote the column. So when you and Donnie work a game together, who's the play-by-play guy?
I'm the play-by-play guy.
And he's the analyst?
He is, yes.
Summerall and Madden.
How about that?
You got to get me some. Do you have clips?
Oh, yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay, so before the end of the show, or certainly for Donnie Football Friday, I want two or three of your best clips where it's you talking and then Donnie giving his analysis.
Definitely. Okay? Definitely we'll do that.
That is gigantic.
It was fun. I think that we have, I mean, Donnie and I just naturally have really good chemistry. I thought it sounded well. There were a couple of big plays. It ended up being a 26-0 game, but there were some big moments that we had for the broadcast, some big pops, so I'm excited.
Man, I can't wait to hear that. Do you guys have dreams of moving up in the ranks together? Someday it'll be limits and Donnie football on a Super Bowl?
Oh, well, That would be out of this world. That would be really cool. We're really dreaming at this rate, but yeah, that would be awesome.
I want to hear that. All right. In the meantime, Limits, let's see if I can articulate my thoughts. That's kind of the name of the game when you're on the radio, is it not?
Yes, for 4 hours at a time.
Well, let's go 1 minute at a time, one game at a time,
one second at a time.
Let's do that right now. The dust up with Cabali yesterday and my column from yesterday, really from Sunday, I think has been misconstrued. I think people get the idea that I think that the Steelers stink. That's actually expressly the opposite of what I think. I think they're pretty good. I think they can win 9 or 10 games. That was expressed in the column. That was expressed in my back and forth with Bob yesterday. What I don't think is that the needle has moved appreciably to where they're going to end up in any other spot than they always end up. I think I made that clear. At least I thought I made that clear. However, that doesn't mean there aren't cool moments and enjoyable moments along the way when you're 9-8, when you're 10-7, when you barely miss the playoffs or barely get in and lose, you're still competitive. And we've had this debate, I don't know how many years in a row. I've had it with Ron. I've had it with you. I've had it with Bob. I've had it with callers. About wouldn't you love just 1 year for them to sink to the bottom so they can go get that guy? We all know our lessons from history, from Steeler history and from Penguin history. And that is invariably, like hard and fast rule, you have to really suck before you get good. That's where all the Lombardi trophies came from. And all the Stanley Cups in this town came from. So I think that would have been and would still be a good thing to sink to the bottom of the league for a year. However, that's easier said when the season's coming or the season has just ended. During the season, when you're in the mix, there is something to be said for that. I will absolutely acknowledge that. And just because I think a lot of you think that this season will probably end like most of the seasons for the past decade, like I really don't take the Steelers seriously as a Super Bowl contender, that doesn't mean there aren't great moments to enjoy along the way or that those moments should be enjoyed any less. I mentioned to Bob yesterday as we were talking, hey, we've had, look at the things that have happened just over the past 4 or 5 years. We had Ben's victory lap of his career when they beat Cleveland at the end of that season. That was a great moment. We had Pickett's run at the end of his rookie year when surrounding the passing of Franco Harris the week of the Raiders game. And the anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, what did they do but score a dramatic comeback win against the Raiders and then go into Baltimore the next week and beat the Ravens on a pass to Najee? That was cool. That was fun. The Mason Rudolph revival was incredible when he led the Steelers to the playoffs. And there have been other numerous fun, interesting, dramatic, entertaining times. There is something to be said for never being out of it. I absolutely acknowledge that. And you know what? This is a week for that. This is a week to be enjoyed in the moment, no matter what you or I think about what's coming in December or January. That doesn't really matter. Now, first of all, we could be wrong. The Steelers could be better than we think. But secondly, who cares about that now? This is an awesome week, and not just because Crowley's going to Ireland. It's because the Steelers are going there to the Rooney's ancestral home to play at 9:30 on Sunday against, I think, a team cut from a pretty similar cloth in the Minnesota Vikings. I think a good team. I think a team that's not going to wind up in the Super Bowl. But it's going to be, I think, an entertaining, fun game, and the Steelers have a chance to go to 3-1, and look what happened last night. look what happened to the Ravens. The Ravens have a set of problems all their own that I'll get to in a minute. But I do want to drive home the point that no matter what you or I think of the Steelers' ultimate fate this season, that shouldn't undercut the enjoyable times. And this is one of them. The lead-in to this game in Ireland. This is fun stuff. This is entertaining. I can't wait to get up in the morning. It's going to be like, Limits, you guys at the Bechtold household should have strawberries and cream like it's Wimbledon. Oh. You guys should be up at 5:30 in the morning. I think all over town here, there's going to be parties raging, maybe that don't stop Saturday night, but certainly start at 5:30 in the morning. Breakfast in Dublin. I mean, this is a time to be enjoyed, and this is a time to revel in the fact that you are a Steeler fan and the fact that they're always at least in it. There are times for this. I'll acknowledge that. I'll even embrace that this week. You can enjoy this time, I think. I think you should out there. I think it's a time to be enjoyed.
This 24 hours for your friend Limits is just hopefully going to be in full jubilee. I'm going to be up at the Whiteout, that game at 7:30 against Oregon. I wake up.
Don't go to bed, Limits. That's my advice.
I have to. Do you want me to get sick and miss a couple shows again?
Yes.
No, I don't want to feel that way.
Don't go to bed. Just stay up and drink all night.
I'm going to go to sleep, wake up at like 9, and then the game's on at 9:30. Eat a nice breakfast and watch the game and be very merry and joyful.
See, I think this is great opportunity for people. The more I think about this, and I think back to my drinking days. We had a Sunday night club back in Buffalo.
Oh, the Sunday night club.
Yeah, because the weekend was over, and then most people wind down and start focusing on silly things like schoolwork and homework and things like that. We were just getting revved up over at 130 Lisbon Avenue.
Oh, that's me. I do all the homework at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, watching Sunday night football, saying, why didn't I do this earlier?
Not at 130 Lisbon. The party was just getting cranked up, and we took great pride in the Sunday nightclub. In fact, we wanted to crank it up more than Friday or Saturday night.
And the fact that it had a name, too.
Yeah, the Sunday nightclub. And then all the bars were empty on Sunday nights, so you could go there and just have the place to yourselves.
Forget the breakfast club, the Sunday night club. That's really where it's at.
There should be a movie made about that. I want to hear your plans for Sunday. That's what I want to hear, among other things, but also the football part. Well, now I'm thinking more about the Sunday morning part. Am I right? Do people have, have you heard of people having plans to start a neighborhood party or their usual Steeler party either the night before where everybody sleeps over or getting up that morning? Having a breakfast binge, that to me is very attractive, Limits. Everybody come over to the house, be there no later than 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Not at my house, that's not happening, but be there no later than 6 a.m. The keg is already tapped. There's going to be mimosas and all the other breakfast drinks flying, Bloody Marys, beer, and everything else. And we're going to have a breakfast party around the Steelers and see if they can go to 3-1 and take over first place, because the Bengals aren't going to win anymore with Jake Browning, and the Ravens are in trouble. These are times to be enjoyed, and I don't ever want to lose sight of that. When you have a team, especially when you have another team in town who has no interest in being competitive, when you have a team in town that's only interested in being competitive, I commend that. And yes, I hold fast to my opinion that the needle has not moved for December or January. Who the hell cares today? Today it's Tuesday, and we're getting ready for Dublin, and Crowley's going to be there, and the Steelers are going to be there, and you're all going to be having 5:30 a.m. parties. I say let's enjoy this. I want to raise a toast to this week, Limits.
Are we raising a metaphorical glass today, this
metaphorical
morning?
Yes.
With Ron at 10:16?
He ain't raising no metaphorical glass. He's already on beer. Yeah, he's on beer number 10 at 10:16. What are the texters saying? I'm very curious what the party plans look like. I realize that's not a hardcore sports topic, but this is a very unusual circumstance, and I want to know what the parties look like. The bars will certainly be open, won't they, Limits, at 8 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. I saw places like Permane's is opening earlier, and a lot of other spots opening like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
To be able to get people to be prepared and ready for this.
Right. I hope you're watching on the YouTube channel today. Our numbers are just exploding on there. Plus, you get to see the Bob Pompiani cutout. You can go to YouTube and just go right there or through our website at 937thefan.com. That's the mindset I came in here today with. I mean, I'm just speaking my mind, my heart, my thoughts. That's how I feel this week. That even though I think one of these years it would have been and still would be, although maybe it's too late now with the draft next year, it would have been advantageous to go, you know, 3-14. It would have been. And everybody would have survived and it would have been best for the franchise. But I do acknowledge, as Bob pointed out yesterday, and that Ron would often point out, there is something to be gained and enjoyed about at least being in it. At least being in it. There is. And this is one of those weeks, and I don't want to pee on the parade. I think it's going to be a fun week. I wish I was going to Ireland.
Yeah,
does
I do
Crowley
too.
Have to do anything, or is he just going to go there and drink?
I think he's literally just going to have fun.
Yeah.
And go to the game. He's going to call us, I think, on Friday.
Yeah.
We got it all ready to go?
Have the dump button ready. That guy's going to be 3 days deep into Dublin.
He'll be at
then.
The pub.
Yeah. He told me when they get off the plane, it's going to be 11:30. So he's going to go, I think he's already going to be drunk, and then he can go straight to the bar.
What day is he leaving?
Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m.
So he's going to have
Wait,
tomorrow,
how would he arrive at
Thursday,
11:30?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and come back on Monday.
Yeah, he might stay.
How was Crowley chosen for this?
Because he's a gregarious, friendly, and hard partying sort.
Look, I love Crowley.
He's from West Virginia. He's not from West Virginia, but he sort of is.
There's a little bit of FOMO going on here.
I know.
For us, just
How
a little bit.
How did he get chosen? I don't know, but he's going to be in contact with
us. I'm happy
us.
For him.
But I honestly believe, I'm speaking from the heart today, especially in this town, when there's another club that really doesn't compete to win. There is something to be said for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There truly is. There's fun to be had. What are the texters saying?
Yeah, I'm reading some of the texts. Some of them are pretty funny. One texter said that they're going to watch the Steelers and the Ryder Cup Sunday morning. Mm. Another says Irish breakfast homemade and the Guinness will be flowing by 9 a.m.
That's what I like to hear. An Irish breakfast meaning just alcohol or what?
That's a good question.
Like an Irish wake.
What is man, listen to this.
Yes.
Do you think it's tough in Pittsburgh? Try Phoenix. 3:30 a.m. they're going
to
get up.
There you don't
How about
go to
that?
Bed. Yeah, there you don't go to bed.
No, I don't think you can. Another texter says Bloody Mary. Kegs and eggs at 7 a.m.
Kegs and eggs. There you go, at 7 a.m.
Another texter said, spending the morning before the game in the rock box while my mom brings out bottomless chocolate milk.
I do like that. All right. Well, there's also a story here from the hardcore football side, and that is the Ravens have some problems here. You know probably that nobody's ever won the AFC North 3 years in a row. They're trying to do that this season. I thought coming in that they would be the AFC rep in the Super Bowl. I'm going to stick to that for now because it was my prediction, but I've seen two of their three games in their entirety, and they have problems on the offensive line, but mostly their problems are defensively. What is happening? They scored 81 points in their first two games and went 1-1. They've scored, what's 81 plus 30? 111?
111.
They've scored 111 points in three games and they're 1-2. And that game last night could have been even worse than it was. I think that the Ravens, I don't know if I would label it as emotional issues. There's something about them. And I texted our boss here, who's from Fredonia, right outside Buffalo. We were watching the Bills game. SPAC, the Bills-Ravens game. It was 40-25, and then the Bills made it 40-32. There wasn't a lot of time left, and the Bills hadn't stopped them all day. And I texted him, and I said, you watch. Lamar's going to fumble here. I said, the Ravens could blank up a lemonade stand. And sure enough, it wasn't Lamar, but it was Derrick Henry who fumbled, and they lost the game. They lost that game, 41-40. There's something about the Ravens holding leads, and all the numbers are there with John Harbaugh. There's something, like last night, there was something about the goal line where, can you just make this easy? Why is everything so hard? And there's something about, maybe I will call it an emotional fragility about that team at times that I'm sensing. And I think that that Bills loss, you know, they went in there looking to avenge that game from last year, that playoff game, and they did whatever they wanted. They did whatever they wanted in that game. I thought they were going to score 60. They wound up scoring 40, and they lost. They were ahead 40-25 with 4 minutes left with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson on their team. There's something about them that I don't trust. However, my evaluation and your evaluation of the Ravens is still very independent of how we evaluate the Steelers. But winning the division gives you a lot better chance of winning a playoff game. And depending on how things go this weekend with the Steelers in Ireland against the Vikings and the Ravens in Kansas City in Arrowhead, I may start to believe a little bit more that the Steelers could win this division. The Bengals are done. Anybody who didn't say that the second that the severity of Joe Burrow's injury was released, you're out of your minds. They're done. That season is finished. And the Browns simply aren't good enough, although they're going to win some games because I think their defense is pretty good. And if they keep games low scoring, like they normally do, they're going to stumble into maybe 6, 7, 8 wins, I think the Browns will. But they're not winning a division. This is coming down to the Ravens and the Steelers. Steelers have been favored 3 times. They're 2-1. And I think they have a good chance to go to 3-1. Again, all of this is independent of how I feel about them in the long run. Hasn't changed. Everything I said yesterday, I feel like is true. Everything I wrote in We All Know, a column titled We All Know Where the Steelers Season is Headed, to the same place, I still believe that. But what's it matter really today? What's it matter today, Limits? This is a day of celebration. I think you should start drinking now.
Yeah.
Sometimes for Bills home games, when I had season tickets back in the 90s, we'd start drinking on Wednesday afternoon for a Sunday game.
Oh.
Yeah. And
just continuously?
Yeah. Pretty much never stop. I mean,
so you were in a constant state of
drunkenness
yes. And then hungoverness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. The best way to avoid a hangover is to keep drinking. That can be a vicious cycle.
Our friend Corey Crisson, who I used to cover Pitt basketball alongside on the beat, said that he's getting married on Saturday.
Oh.
And he said, is that a good choice? And he said, yes, it was.
I think it's a great choice.
Corey, I just want to make one comment. You know how a lot of people say on Twitter, like, if your friend has a wedding on this day, that it's like, how dare you? I might just skip your wedding. Corey, Georgia and Alabama are playing. Penn State and Oregon are playing. The Steelers are playing the next day. But I do hope you have a wonderful wedding.
Are you going to plan your wedding someday around Penn State and Steelers football Limits?
Well, I mean, if they're playing, like, you know.
So the answer is yes.
Villanova again or something.
Right. Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine I would not get married in the fall.
You're going to have a love story like Fever Pitch. Did you ever
Fever
see that
Pitch?
Movie?
No.
Yeah. With, was it Jimmy Fallon? Was he the actor?
Actually,
in that?
I think, yeah, he is the actor.
And
in it.
That lady, that girl.
The lady, yes.
The woman. What's her name? She's in everything. She was one of Charlie's Angels, I think, in the movie.
Drew Barrymore,
yes. And the story was that he was torn between the Boston Red Sox and her.
Yeah.
And I fear for you someday.
Oh, boy.
That you're going to be torn. You just basically admitted, well, the Villanova game, sure, I could get married on that day. But the Ohio State game? No.
No.
Right? That's what I fear for you. Is you're going to, and Jimmy Fallon ultimately made the right decision. He was very dramatically. Have you seen the movie?
No.
You need to see it. Because he actually looks like you, and you look like him in the movie.
So my cousin was married on the day that Pitt with Kenny Pickett played against Clemson at home and beat Clemson.
Yeah, you got to cancel the wedding.
I was constantly just looking my head back and forth trying to find the closest TV.
Do you get angry at people for doing weddings on what could be key sports dates? I do.
Yeah. Like my friend Brandon got married a couple years ago, the night of the whiteout against Iowa, but I had to work a game at noon. So I worked a game at WNJ at noon, drove to his reception and watched the whiteout my dad and I did on our phones at the reception at the table.
You know, there's a reason that Donnie's getting married. The only thing going on is Pirate spring training, right?
Yes.
In March.
And it's my birthday. Right? The day Donnie's getting married.
I don't think he was worried about that.
No, but I hope there's a celebration of
course
singing.
There will be. Yeah.
From just you and Pony.
We're going to lift you to the ceiling. There's no question about
to
that.
The ceiling, yeah.
But there was a dramatic bar scene in which Jimmy Fallon had an epiphany that, yes, Drew Barrymore is more important to me than the Red Sox. And I think it was even during a playoff game. So he left in the middle of the game, whatever it was. And there was a dramatic, you know, scene at the end. That's... I hope you get there earlier than he did, Limits.
You know what's an even better example? Good Will Hunting. When Robin Williams tells the story to Matt Damon about how he did not go to the Carlton Fisk home run game because he met a girl at the bar, and he said he slid his ticket across the table and said, sorry, guys, I got to see about a girl.
I love that.
And Matt Damon says, what do you mean you didn't go to the Carlton Fisk game?
You're gonna
That's
have
game six!
You're going to have choices to make. Limits.
I don't know if I would be as strong as Robin Williams.
I think you will.
It depends on if it's like the right person, then I'd be like, yeah, I
know. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The first step in the right direction was your haircut last week, which is just transformative.
Yeah, I think it's
we all agree.
Yeah. Some texters texted in about this. One said that they got married on a Sunday afternoon in October. The Steeler game was on multiple TVs at the reception.
Has to be.
And then another texter says, my wife and I both decided we were getting married on a Friday, so that we did not ruin Saturday's football games.
Yeah, and I definitely think, I mean, it's no accident Donnie's getting married in March, do you think? Would a man named
Donnie... No accident.
Would a man named Donnie Football get married on a Saturday in October? No.
I mean, I'm a little surprised it's not in, like, June or something. You know, summer weddings are nice.
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah.
All right. that's where we stand here. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, is that my views on the Steelers' long range have not changed. And my views on their recent past, and it's really more than recent, have not changed. I wish there was one season that they just fell apart and were able to get their best chance at a quarterback. But I do acknowledge what my partners, Bob and before him, Ron, have said, that there is something to be said for just being in it every year. You get that entertainment. You get that fun. You get the drama of late season runs and such. And you also get weeks like this, although this, as TJ Watt said on the opening there, is sort of a once in a lifetime. This is an awesome week to be enjoyed regardless of what we think will happen in December.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
January. Living in the present today, going to enjoy the Steelers in Ireland. I won't be there, but I think that's the tack I'm going to take this week. I think it's the right thing to do, regardless of how we feel, because I think most people feel the same way. I honestly get that gist from the reaction to Cabali and I yesterday, from the reaction to my column the other day, that we kind of all know where this season is headed. Well, first of all, maybe we don't. Maybe they'll surprise us. And secondly, why focus on that this week? There are times that are simply to be enjoyed, and this is one of them. 412-928-9370. Also, interested as people text in the early morning party plans for Sunday. There's got to be lots of people who won't go to bed at all, I would imagine. I think that's the right play here. And there have been questions while we're on this topic of why they're waiting, I believe, until Thursday to go over. Jerry Dulac answered that in his chat today. It's an early chat this week over at postgazette.com. Because people were wondering, last time they played in London and got hammered by the Vikings, players said we didn't have time to acclimate. That was a bad idea to go over so late. So everybody was wondering, well, why are they doing it again? Well, come on, Art, what are you doing? And as it turns out, as Jerry said to one of his readers, the Steelers wanted to go over early in the week, but the NFL said no. and they're making each team arrive at the same time. He said, I don't know the exact reason for the change. The Vikings got the home as the home team got there early in 2013. He said, but maybe it is about the competitive advantage. But this wasn't the Steelers' decision to wait again and go over late in the week. So I think that that's a non-issue because it's obviously going to be the same for both teams. Let's go to the lines limits before we get to that question of the $12 million man, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. Let's start with Ryan and Elizabeth.
What's up, Ryan?
Hi, Joseph. I'm with you. I listen to you guys every day, and I am that prototypical guy who is just tired of mediocrity, so I can totally relate whenever you're, you know, going on your rant about the 9-8, 10-7 stuff. However, with a name like Ryan, needless to say, I'm pretty excited about this weekend. We're playing in Ireland.
Yeah.
I already got the Guinness, already got the Jameson. We got about 15 people that are coming over for the game. And if you want, Joe, I'll even go get some Jenny Cream Ale open invitation. We live right by South Allegheny High School.
Ooh.
I talked to you last week or a week before when your daughter was there. You're welcome. You're more than welcome to join us. It's going to be awesome.
I appreciate the invite, and that's the way to do it, Limits, is Jenny Cream.
Now, definitely.
If I still drank, I'd be all over that, the Jenny Cream. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, is you might not like the game from the other day. You might not like the fact that this start has been very uneven, has revealed a lot of cracks, in my estimation. They've been favored three times. They're 2-1. Even the wins were ugly, and by the skin of their chinny chin chin. Wait, by the skin or the hair of their
chin? The hair of their chinny chin chin.
Yeah. Skin rhymes, though. Limits.
Yeah, I think hair is more appropriate.
Yeah. I think it's going to wind up with the same. But like I said, who cares right now this week? Next.
Here's our guy, Robin West Mifflin.
Have you ever had a Jenny Cream?
No.
You should one day.
I haven't.
Will you do that?
I haven't diversified my palate that much, Joe. I'm a Captain and Coke guy, and that's about it.
What's Donnie?
Icy Light.
Yeah.
Icy Light Mango.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not surprised. Next.
Hi, Rob. Rob?
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You started the show off talking about, let's go get one of these guys, man. The way it's looking, all these quarterbacks, I ain't going to lie, Joe, they all look trash to me, man. The best one, I've been said, was Nussmeier. I mean, then you got Mateer coming up to the church. I watched him a couple weeks in a row. He looks good, but this Arch Manning and this Drew Aller and Lenore Sellers, man.
I know.
We got to stop going off of, like, I had City Limit. He said Arch Manning has the blood in him. That doesn't mean anything, man, at all.
No, I hear you. And I started off the show, Rob, by saying more I wish that in previous years there had been one down year so they could go get their quarterback. But you're right about next year's draft class. It is. The quarterbacks have taken a step back here.
Oh, it's looking bad. I mean, Mateer, I watched him a couple weeks in a row, man. He's very, very athletic. You know, and Nussmeier, he's doing this without any of those big-name guys that came out of LSU. But
what about the kid at Indiana, Mendoza? CBS has him going first overall to the Browns.
Yeah, he's nice. he's nice, man. But the $12 million guy, man, is we talking about Jalen Samuel? I mean, Jalen Warren?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about Freiermuth. Freiermuth has completely disappeared from the offense.
Yeah, I don't know. And at one point in that game, Joe, I looked at my wife. I said, you know what? We might be in trouble, man. They had a 17-play drive. And then, like, you know, Jonnu Smith is a big guy. You got to get him with some quick slants and get him moving because I've seen him take a screen to the house about 80 yards a couple years ago. At one time, I thought Matt Canada was calling plays.
I know. There's nothing.
That bad.
There's nothing over the middle of the field again. There was that one throw to Jonnu the other day, but let's focus on Freiermuth for a moment. Here's a guy who signed, what was it, a $48 million contract before last season, I think, worth about $12.1 million annually. Some decent little guaranteed money in there. And where is he? He's on pace for less than 40 catches, 360 yards, zero touchdowns. and he's playing less than he ever has. His snaps are down 13% from last year. He's playing, I think, 56% of the snaps right now, which would be a career low. And he's basically sort of a high-end backup. Jonnu Smith is playing something like 69% of the snaps. He's essentially the starter. Mount Washington's the best blocker of the three. So what is Freiermuth, and where is Freiermuth? He's either not on the field or not being targeted. Why? That's my question. Why? And that was a question I got in the old mailbag today. And as I said, all we can do is look at the obvious clues and come to the conclusion that Arthur Smith simply values Jonnu Smith more. Smith is a Smitty guy. Smitty is a Smitty guy. He hangs with the Smitties, I guess. He's partial to Smitties. But man, that's a story, is that Pat Freiermuth has disappeared. Now, I said at the time, and felt strongly about it, that Freiermuth is an average to slightly above average NFL tight end if he's being used a lot. But I wouldn't have given him that money. Well, that's the reason I wouldn't have given him that money. I feel like you can find other guys who could do what he does for a lot less money. 4 years, $48.4 million. It's about average money. It is. It's average money for a tight end. So in some ways it made sense. But I feel like I could get another average tight end before I have to pay that guy. You know what I mean? And now it makes no sense, because he's barely playing half the game and not getting the ball. So why are you paying him? What's the money for? Limits? Any idea?
I don't know, but out of the 54 snaps on offense, he only played 38, and Jonnu Smith played 45.
Now, where'd you get 50-some? Because I have that they ran 19 plays. Or not 19, 49.
This is on what PFF has, 54 plays
okay.
total for like Rodgers.
Maybe some got called back on
line, so.
Penalty or something.
Yeah,
like
ultimately.
That. Ultimately, there was 49 plays, and he played in something like half of them again.
Yeah, so I think that part of it, they've had Darnell Washington on the field more so than last year. He played right around 20 snaps, roughly, with what this PFF number is.
He's playing 40% of the time, Mount Washington.
Yeah, and I think that that's taking away some snaps from Pat Freiermuth.
Plus, well, don't you think the Jonnu Smith snaps? Because Washington was going to play anyway.
Right.
As a de facto tackle.
Like, obviously, Jonnu Smith
is. This
guy
has replaced Pat Freiermuth as their receiving tight end.
I don't understand why they don't put Freiermuth, whether it be in the slot or even on the line, because, I mean, he's a better blocker than Jonnu Smith.
Is he?
I don't think Jonnu Smith is that much of a blocker. He's more of a slot type of receiver. They're both type. Neither of them are great blockers. They're not built like a Mark Andrews or a George Kittle to block in the run game. But I do question like their utilization of Freiermuth and even just over the middle of the field. Why is he not just like a security blanket option 7-8 yards down the field?
That was him when they drafted him. And it turned out in the end to be a very wrong pick. I'm not saying a bad pick in terms of the player they got, but they were in desperate need of a center, and Creed Humphrey was out there, and
yes,
they made sort of a luxury pick. You don't take a tight end that high when you have needs, especially in the middle of your offense at the premium position of center. And when they did draft him, I thought, all right, here's one of these sort of new age tight ends that is half receiver or mostly receiver. Feature him in the pass game. This guy's going to be, you know, he's going to be catching 80, 90 balls. That hasn't been the case with Pat Freiermuth.
No, and
for the most part,
I'm surprised by it, because we hear all this about Arthur Smith. Oh, he loves tight ends. Tight ends are frequent in the Arthur Smith offense. Well, then why has Pat Freiermuth basically gone invisible in the offense? And Jonnu Smith has only caught, what, I think 9 total balls, which is a decent amount. But they're not utilizing the tight ends very often. And Rodgers is spreading the ball around.
And
like Metcalf only had 3 catches, too.
Yeah, I know. It's tough when you run 49 plays. It is, to get the ball everywhere. And then we haven't even mentioned, what about a number 2 wide receiver? All of that. But the story here is Freiermuth, a guy that you're paying decent money anyway. Money you could be using elsewhere if you're not going to use him, or could have used elsewhere if you're simply not using the guy. Where is he? 412-928-9370. Next.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Oakland to chime in.
Hey, Anthony.
Joe, none of this doesn't matter if they don't fix the running game.
Yeah.
Play Caleb Johnson now. You know, I'm old enough to remember Franco didn't start out right away with the Steelers either. They used Fritchie Fuqua and Preston Pearson and Bankston and Rocky Blyer. And then about the fourth game was when Franco stabbed himself. I think it was against Kansas City, and he had like 100 yards, and then the rest was just play the man.
Yeah.
You drafted him that high. Warren can still play a part, but you play the man. When Najee was drafted, they played Najee. You know, and they supplemented Benny Snell with them. But you have to play the man.
Well, Najee was a premium pick, but I hear what you're saying. Listen, the Steelers' run game, and some people think that it took strides. I must be missing something. Averaging 2.8 yards a carry. It's never been worse. Never been worse. And their long run is 13 by Kenneth Gainwell. So Jalen Warren, I like Jalen Warren as sort of a first down maker, third down back. I think we should be legitimately starting to wonder if Jalen Warren is the bell cow type back. Some people think he should be carrying the ball more. I'm with you, at least in concept, Anthony. I mean, I saw Caleb Johnson in the preseason, and my first thought was, oh my God, he's less explosive than Najee, not more explosive. Then I saw the mindless kickoff disaster, and I haven't been impressed with any of his runs except against eighth stringers in the last preseason game. Having said that, they did use a decent pick on him, and all I heard was, oh, this guy fits great in Artie's scheme. He's going to play right away. Well, where the hell is he?
You know what? Here's what I'm being bothered by Artie. When he was with Atlanta, they drafted Bijan Robinson. And he didn't use him. He used Algiers more. And that's what helped to get him kicked out of town. Listen, Artie, we haven't seen his so-called running game since he was with the Titans, when you saw what a running game looks like yesterday, because that running back was with Baltimore. That's who he had. So it's easy when you got a guy like that. But all I know is this. What I saw by Detroit and what I've seen with the top-tier teams, the running game establishes everything off of that, and the Steelers are reversing. Get this running game together by hook or crook. It's that simple.
Appreciate the call. And also, to be fair, I'm looking at what year was Bijan Robinson drafted limits? 2023,
yeah, I think it was 23.
He did actually have the lion's share of the carries there under Artie. 976 yards, 4 touchdowns, 4.6 yards per attempt. Algier still had a healthy 186 carries, but it was Bijan who took over that year. 2.8 yards a carry? The Steelers' run game? That is just embarrassing. And if that continues, then Anthony's right. We're wasting our breath talking about anything else. Let's take one more call.
All right, let's go to Lee downtown.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I think Rodgers might be losing confidence in him. You know, he had that long, explosive throw to him, even though it was a penalty. He dropped it. He put it right in a breadbasket. He dropped it. The last game, he's not making himself. He's not putting himself in a good position to stop in the zone and make yourself open. He gets Rodgers killed, and you see Rodgers yell at him. So, I remember last year in the playoff game, man, he was doing drops. So at this point, I believe Freiermuth is probably the in the division. He's probably the last tight end in the division. I mean, at this point, I'm really considering trying to see if I could trade Freiermuth for Chris Olave or the Bears just want to say you're probably not going to be able to get DJ Moore, but I'm trying to give him up for a number two receiver.
In a package, I wouldn't blame you for that thought, and I appreciate the call. I mean, I never felt like Freiermuth, once we got to see him regularly, was, and there were flashes with Ben, there were, that he was any more than an average tight end, really. And I know they only gave him average tight end money, but that's still a pretty fair allocation on your salary cap. I think it's a $12 million salary hit per year, something like that. I thought it could be better used elsewhere and you can go find another average tight end. Maybe Arthur Smith came in here and said, that's what he is. Let's upgrade the tight end situation. I love Jonnu Smith. Or maybe some of it is Rodgers saying he likes Jonnu Smith better. I don't know. But it's a mystery. Maybe it's not a mystery. Maybe Artie just likes Jonnu better. Pat Freiermuth has disappeared from the Steeler offense, playing less than he ever has in his whole career.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.